This has happened a number of occasions during the last 2 years, and it's all to do with the drainage in the area and also the huge amount of sand and stone that come from the mountaintop there in Derrynconner, which clog up all the drains in the area. And this entails that there's a huge amount of surface water on the road there at the school in Derrynconner. And a number of residents have been in contact with me and some of my colleagues in the Glenties Municipal District regarding this stretch of road. And it's all down to the heavy rainfall that we're having in the last number of years. And we're looking at the moment to have drainage installed in some parts of it. But unfortunately, that won't address the issue. The issue is at the top of the mountain with the gravel and stone coming from the top right down to the bottom. And it's a hindrance to road users and also pedestrians on that stretch of road.
Now, you are saying that the council are looking at other options, and it would be ideal to have this issue resolved before we embark on another winter.
Yes, I totally agree with you there. At the moment, we're assessing it, and the amount of pipes that would need to be installed there is a considerable amount of pipes, and the costing as well. But the issue has to be addressed in the long run, and I'd rather see the work getting done now than later, because with the huge amount of rainfall that we're having in the last number of years is contributing to this factor. And hopefully we will get a solution in the coming weeks. I know the engineers there are keeping a close eye on it, and other parts of Clonmany and Gidore as well that are constant areas to flooding. Like in Carving there, we have constantly been flooded in Carving due to the fact that the drains have been cleaned and everything like that, but that the road is lying too low and the water goes over the road, so the road might have to be raised up maybe a metre and a half for allow traffic to go through if it's flooded.